The people who run college sports are notorious for dragging their feet when it comes to reform. But this week, the NCAA Division I Board of Directors meets in Indianapolis, vowing to enact reforms that will help athletes in big-time college sports. And Ramogi Huma is watching closely. The former college football player has been a passionate advocate for college athletes' rights, mostly behind the scenes. But now that's taking on new relevance, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
At the tone, please speak your name or location.
Ramogi.
It's Thursday night in a Spartan office in a nondescript office park in Riverside, California. Time for Ramogi Huma's weekly conference call.
I wanted to kind of get a little bit of feedback from what some of the things your teammates are feeling about the types of stuff we're calling for. You know, if they're excited, if they have questions.
My teammates really have a good feeling about it.
Huma and University of Kentucky football player Anthony Mosley are discussing a wish list for the NCAA put together by Huma's advocacy group, the National College Players Association. The list calls for guaranteed medical coverage for injured players, multi-year scholarships that cover the full cost of attendance, a new fund to help athletes graduate. 34-year-old Huma has pushed these kinds of proposals for more than a decade, but now he senses their time has come.
It feels good. I didn't ever have an idea that it would take so long to get people to this point and the media to this point.
Momentum finally swung his way after college sports scandals became too numerous and money flowing into the sports system via TV contracts became too massive.
We're talking about over $775 million in brand new money every year.
Which make the inequities Huma says he's witnessed for the past 15 years that much greater. How much? The NCPA released a study last month calculating the market value of athletes in football and men's basketball, the sports that generate the most money.
And found that the average football player is worth approximately $121,000 per year, and the average basketball player was worth about $265,000 per year.
Juxtapose those amounts with this one the study also revealed, $3,222. That's the average annual scholarship shortfall, meaning out-of-pocket expenses for football players getting scholarships in the sport's top division, like Rob Henry.
I draw inspiration from the cradle of quarterbacks. I am Rob Henry, and I am a Boilermaker.
Out with a knee injury, Purdue quarterback Rob Henry currently is rehabbing and trying to make $300 last. That's what's left in his bank account until he gets his next scholarship check in January. For an athlete whose market value, according to the study, was a little over $99,000, it means heavy-duty budgeting on food, gas, and just a bit of entertainment.
The only option that my girlfriend and I do sometimes is get a movie at Redbox, and that's a dollar. That's not too bad.
It was a similar story in 1995 that turned Ramogi Huma into a man with a mission. His fellow linebacker at UCLA, All-American Donnie Edwards, told a radio interviewer he didn't have enough food in his refrigerator. When Edwards got home, there were groceries on his doorstep, which he took in. The NCAA suspended Edwards for accepting $150 worth of food, reportedly from a sports agent.
That was the moment that made me realize that not only are there inequities that should be addressed, but that players didn't even have a voice.
The next year, Huma and two other players started a student group, the Collegiate Athletes Coalition.
We went to the student union, filed the paperwork, felt good for a second, then realized that we had no idea what we were doing.
They figured it out, and through an unlikely alliance with the United Steelworkers Union, the renamed National College Players Association scored meaningful victories, new safety guidelines for football workouts, a multi-million dollar fund to help athletes who want to finish their undergraduate degree or go to graduate school. But Huma gets criticized for being too moderate. He doesn't think athletes should be paid, nor does he agree with radical reformers who say it's time to do away with the NCAA.
Why don't you say that?
Although we are maybe one of the biggest critics, if not the biggest critic of the NCAA, we realize there's actually a lot of good. There are a lot of players that do have access to education that never would have without it.
Huma is not so charitable when it comes to today and tomorrow's NCAA Board of Directors meeting. Failure to enact significant reforms will symbolize just that, he says, failure. On the issue of scholarship shortfalls, NCAA President Mark Emmert says he'll recommend schools provide up to $2,000 to cover the gap. But Huma says that's not enough, and He's not alone. Several hundred major college football and men's basketball players have signed an NCPA petition to the NCAA. One of the signees, Purdue's Rob Henry, offered a statement that no doubt warmed Ramogi Huma's heart. Without the athletes, said Henry, there are no Division I sports. There are no TV contracts, no coaches' contracts. Athletes should be the number one priority. Tom Goldman, NPR News.